Mais toi et moi. Toi et moi sommes même. Pourquoi me rejettes-tu?
A short play with two male characters recount their relationship and love. It's one of many entries to a gender-fluid talent contest held in Abidjan, the economic capital of Côte d'Ivoire. Acts including local songs, modern African dance, and presenting as a same-sex couple in traditional clothing make up a distinctly local, yet highly diverse range of talents.
They come from poor area, they don't have any job. Most of them, they are discriminated because they are gay, because they are lesbian. So they live most of the time in a very low income.
Solange Kabibi, director of the House of Culture and Human Diversities, one of the two organizations that arranged the event, herself a trans Rwandan woman who set up LGBT organizations in Canada before returning to Africa, chose Côte d'Ivoire for its potential for progress.
Angèle une fois, Angèle deux fois.
Gromo, the other organizing NGO, screened the entrance for quality.
Angèle trois fois.
But it specializes in helping people in the LGBT community set up as entrepreneurs. The main way into a job here is via recommendation, but for gay and trans job seekers, even friends don't want to recommend them. The local NGOs are being proactive in this area, as funding for LGBT issues is generally tied to HIV-related projects.
It's positive than just talking about AIDS numbers and discrimination and stigma and blah, blah, blah. Yes, they are there, but also it is a place where we can sing, where we can dance, where we can enjoy, where we can meet some people who are like us, where we can make a competition and get some money from our talent. Fighting against homophobia is not always sitting in the conferences and talking about how we are dying. It can also be a singing moment, a concert moment.
The event also celebrates African identity. People sing in a range of languages, perform local dances, and a male couple present themselves on stage in traditional clothing and snatch a kiss, at ease with their heritage and sexuality.
You can be African and proud African and be part of the LGBT community and don't feel any form of contradiction.
Participants and audience offer a range of opinions on broader social change.
70% of the population is under 50, so it's a young population. And so you're going to find all kinds of people. You have to accept them. You can't reject them or hold them back like the government will. I've got homosexual friends who are in prison in Yamoussoukro.
Jenny Mazile, a choreographer working with several of the entrants.
So there are extremes like that because at the same time, we're here tonight. It's full of gays and we're happy.
The population in Africa is young, it's open, it's tolerant. We believe that the coming century is the young people's century.
Herve Delmas, by day the director for Amnesty International in Côte d'Ivoire, tonight one of the judges.
Now there is plenty of tolerance. People are starting to accept things and even make comedy sketches about homosexuals. The level of tolerance has really moved on.
And Dominique Dier, a member of the three-part harmony group Angel Voice, which came second. He faces verbal abuse on the streets, but is performing as openly gay for the first time to this small but supportive audience.
I think arranging this type of competition is a really good idea for us, as it allows us to show off our talent and lets us be who we are without having to hide or fake our personalities or be someone who we aren't.
After all the entrants have got back up on stage, sung together and received their prizes, Chantal Djedje, who'd taken a risk as the manager of the venue, Fabrique Culturelle, reflects on how things are improving, albeit at what she calls an African pace.
There's the two things happening. On the one hand, there are more gay bars and clubs, so you can say the community is coming into its own, that it's got places it can express itself. But this is up against those who are becoming more extreme due to their religion, the evangelists, Catholicism.
The bonhomie continues into the early hours, but the members of Angel Voice are too afraid to walk unaccompanied to the main road to hail a taxi home. They may be winners in their rapidly strengthening community, but there's a long way to go, even in Abidjan, until this community is embraced by mainstream society. However, as part of the closing of this event, the organizers announced the date of next year's bigger, national-level competition, with prize money big enough to set up a business. And progress for Cote d'Ivoire's LGBT community is back on track.